Savoy. President Trump says he was cocked and loaded to respond to Iran's downing of a U.S. drone earlier this week. That was NBC's Meet the Press in an interview that will air on Sunday. That was before he asked the generals how many people would be killed.
They said, came back, said, sir, approximately 150.
That's when he called off the attack some 10 minutes before it was to happen. Here's the AP Sagar Magani with more.
That raises questions about why the president would have learned about possible civilian deaths only at the last minute. Military officials would ordinarily share that well ahead of time. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson worries about what he calls the president's impulsive decision making.
Perhaps there is some logic that he understands in his madness, but it's driving the American people crazy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she got no heads up that strikes were imminent and is pleased they did not happen. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, the president says he will nominate Mark Esper to be the next U.S. Defense Secretary. Esper, who is currently the Army Secretary, is scheduled to take over as the acting Defense Secretary on Sunday. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the city's police department will not participate in an immigration and customs enforcement roundup of migrant families who have been ordered out of the country. ICE agents have been directed by the president to conduct pre-dawn raids in major cities on Sunday. That's according to published reports. In a statement today, Lightfoot said she told the police department to block ICE access to the databases related to federal immigration enforcement activities. Witnesses say a crash between a number of motorcycles and a pickup pulling a trailer in New Hampshire has left several people dead. State police haven't released any details of the crash, which happened this evening. Owner of a nearby inn says he saw several bodies covered with blankets and motorcycles scattered across the road. This is AP Radio News. New study finds seals can mimic human words and songs.
The team serving as vocal coaches to the seals are from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. It shows three trained seals were able to imitate parts of popular tunes, such as Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. The study gave the researchers a better understanding of the evolution of vocal learning and human language development. One seal even sang the theme from Star Wars. The research also suggests gray seals could be a new model to study speech disorders, since they use their vocal tracts the same way as humans. I'm Ed Donahue.
Boston Veterinary Hospital got quite a surprise recently when a family brought in their bulldog after he stopped eating. The vets found 19 baby pacifiers in the dog's stomach. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.